The meeting to order. We have the minutes from April 7th, 2007. Representative Hillstrom, would you move the amendments?
I will move the minutes.
Representative Hillstrom moves the amendments of 2007, May 7th, 2007. Those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. We have just one bill before us today. Representative Vincheski would move that House File 2268 recommend to pass and refer to the General Registry. Members, in your packet should be one reason the bill is here, and that is in 2011 there's a sales of 82,000. Representative Vincheski, I think that appears on section 19, is that correct?
Yes. Okay.
Representative Vincheski, you want to just give us a very quick please for the bill to be here?
Mr. Chair, member, we actually have an amendment, Mr. Chair. It's being copied right now. So, but just quickly, it's only here for the fiscal impact and the tails. But this is the Omnibus Public Finance Bill that comes out of the Tax Committee every 2 years. What that is it allows for local units of government to do use different debt instruments. So it's a compilation of recommendations from the Public Finance Institute. It's got some other post-employment benefits authority to let people do local bonding and trust. There are a number of member bills in here. Representative Szymanski had an issue for the city of Winsted, Representative Dill for the city of Crane. I'm trying to think of what all is in here, but I know you're focused, Mr. Chair, on the tails and that one provision. We did, however, find that one of the issues we were working on in Representative Hillstrom's bill needed a small language change, and so we're getting that amendment copied now, but it doesn't affect the fiscal part of the bill.
Is it a technical or fiscal matter?
Mr. Chair, if you would allow Mr. Michael to walk through it to save time, we don't have it in front of it, but it is a relatively technical amendment, or would you rather wait?
Representative Vincheski, I think I've been kind of strict on saying it has to be fiscal. If it's technical, okay. Is it something that can wait for the House floor?
That'd be fine, too.
Okay.
That'd be fine.
I would appreciate that.
Yes.
I'd like to be consistent. I know that consistency is, the only thing that's consistent is inconsistency around here, but we'll try our best. Any other questions on the bill? And members, we're a little bit, also there's not a summary of the bill to the as it was amended, but there is a summary available before it was amended, before. So if anybody has questions on the bill, I want to be able to have you ask those questions. Any questions at all? I want you to have an understanding of it. Any questions?
Mr. Chair, just
yes, Representative Holbert.
So the first engrossment we have in front of us is the correct engrossment, but we don't have the right. We don't have a bill summary because that wasn't prepared, and now we're dropping the amendment, so we don't need that. So the only issue before this committee is because in the out years there may be some general fund impact because of increased property taxes as a result of the Metropolitan Levy may kick some property into qualifying for a rebate under the current property tax relief programs. Is that correct?
Representative Holbrook, staff are nodding their heads, yes. Okay.
Okay.
Other questions? Any other concerns? If not, then Representative Vincheski renews her motion at House File 2268. We recommend pass and place in the General Registry. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And carried. Members, thank you for coming down for the. We will probably be meeting on Friday.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
The agenda to be announced.
Thank you.
Not tonight. Meeting adjourned.